I came for a summer job in 1987, and my first encounter of Luke Hassan was to tell me that I was asked, where do you want to work? And I said, well, you know, quite like the idea of personnel type work, not a problem. I met Luke and he said, just so you know, I don't think we really need a personnel person. So when you leave, leave everything as you find it. So I don't know that I'm leaving it as I found it 30 years later, but, you know, it was the longest summer and the best summer of my life.
What were your memories of working here for such a long time? What's your abiding memories?
I think memories of Austin's are really about the people, and that's my colleagues and the customers. Sorry. So those are the abiding memories. I'll never have friends like I have here, and I'll always have those friends. I know they're always there, and they'll always be there for me. And hopefully I can pay that back and be there for them.
In terms of your colleagues, this place has been described as like a big family.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been through such a lot together. I mean, it's been very, very difficult in the last few years. But we've pulled together as a team, everybody looking out for each other. We've been married in this store. We've had our babies here. Well, not literally, but they've seen us through that. You know, deaths of parents. Thank God I haven't experienced that, but I hope I've been there for the friends that have. We've been through some terrible times and some absolutely brilliant times.
The last few years with the onset of online shopping, of the competitive, aggressive nature on the high street, I mean, you must have been fearful for your future.
I mean, life moves on and there are so many different changes in technology and the way we live our lives that impacts on how we shop and ultimately how, you know, how we've been affected now and have no job. But I mean, that's the way life is. I mean, retailing has been very, very difficult. I mean, the city centre is crowded with charity shops and with pound shops. You know, the town really will miss an independent department store. And it's a shame to see other independent businesses, you know, having to close as well in the city. And really, you know, if I could say anything to the people of the city is, you know, get on board with the Love Local campaign. Stay local, shop local, and, you know, protect the people who work in the city centre and your friends and your family. They need the business to stay local.
And you have a lot of admiration, I know, for the Hassans.
Listen, what can I say? I mean, Luke is like a father to me. And I mean, he's treated me like a sixth daughter. He has five of his own and I feel like number six. And, you know, Declan has, you know, tried his level best to keep this place afloat, to keep 52 people in jobs, and they're to be admired. And, you know, I have nothing but respect and admiration for those guys. They have been through the mill for the last few years and, you know, tried to cushion that from us and to hide it from us and do their level best to keep every day, keep the shop going, working so hard to make sure that we could earn a living. And I have nothing but the utmost respect and admiration for them.
What was it like when you got the news eventually that the store was closing?
Like I say, Kieran, I have never experienced an immediate family bereavement. I'm very fortunate that I have both my parents. But that's what I imagine it to feel like. I mean, I sat amongst 52 girls who were heartbroken, absolutely heartbroken. And, you know, I felt for every single one of them. And, you know, that's like a body blow. And I think because, you know, I'm involved in sort of the packing up today and yesterday, it hasn't really hit me yet. But I'd imagine that's what it's going to feel like, just a bereavement.
What are your own personal circumstances now? What next for you after being here for 30-odd years?
Well, I've decided now I'm taking my summer holidays for the next 2 weeks. I'm taking my annual leave early. And hopefully then after that, you know, I'll put myself out there, have a look around and see what's available. I'm open to anything. If there's anybody out there would like me, I'm all yours. But, you know, I'm just going to take a few weeks off, be with my family. I have two daughters and a husband and spend a bit of time with them and then see what happens after that.
And your thoughts as you now sit in the restaurant and reflect on such a happy working environment?
Best times of my life. And, you know, you don't appreciate it till you don't have it. But I can honestly say, hand in heart, best times of my life.